ओम शांति। आई वॉज थिंकिंग अबाउट हाउ सिस्टर नीता इंट्रोड्यूस्ड मी। आई ऑलवेज हैव दिस इनर चकल, यू नो, व्हेन आई केम टू बाबा एंड आई रिकग्नाइज बाबा एंड दैट वॉज इट। एंड इट्स लाइक यू मूव इन विद गॉड। एंड I remember going to Nita's surrender ceremony, and I used to always say to Nita, you know, at least you've done it officially. I've just recognized Baba, and there wasn't really a surrender ceremony. It's like you move in with God. So it's quite a sweet moment of interaction. This whole aspect about detachment is something that's very close to my heart, because I think sometimes in our Brahman life this journey of detachment goes through many phases, and in its different phases we justify and we call it detachment. So sometimes we go through a phase where we just want to take this me time from a space where I feel I just need time for myself. But it hasn't come from the heartfelt space. It has come from a space of I need space. And so we call it that I need to be detached from things so that I can have this me time. But again, this has been a stimulus from the outside. The demands and the triggers from the outside allow us to want to step into a space which we call detachment. Sometimes we step into this feeling of detachment from a scene in the drama that may be too close, or the soul may have felt discomfort and sorrow, and so it again feels that if I stay detached, then I won't allow the scene in the drama to affect me. But any form of detachment whose stimulus is the external is very short-lived. Yeah? So if my stimulus is coming from the outside, if I am very occupied on the outside and I say I need space, then the stimulus is from the outside. If there's a relationship that has triggered my sense scars and has said to me, I think I need to claim back myself and I think I need to be detached, again the stimulus is outside. Sometimes the drama gets quite intense, and in order to cope with the drama, I say I'm going to become detached. Those kinds of detachments bring a sense of relief, but it doesn't bring that deep change within the soul. This year a lot I've been thinking about what kind of efforts do I make in my Brahman life that brings relief, or what kind of effort do I make in my Brahman life that brings deep, deep change. Baba had a year ago for me given homework. Child, you need to feel liberated in life. There's been something I've been thinking about a lot. And so a question I ask myself very honestly is, within this Brahman life, am I truly living or am I surviving? Because if I am surviving as a Brahman, it's not a healthy sign. And sometimes we can become very clever and we can build a very good momentum around ourselves, but our journey is that of survival. To be living as a Brahman is a very energizing space. The soul gets deeply energized when I truly live as a Brahman. But at times what happens in the drama is we start finding mechanisms to cope. We transfer the cleverness of my old life, of my Iron Age life, into the Confluence Age. And with that cleverness, I come into the Confluence Age. And I can cope well. I may go on for a long time as a Brahmin. But a question that I have to ask myself very deeply is, am I living my Brahmin life or am I surviving? And the survival energy in Brahmin life has many symptoms. One of the symptoms of survival is I look for quick relief. Another symptom of a survival energy is that I go through it, but there is a level of compromise. I know what is good for me, but in a survival mode, I do not take the fullness of my being. So I come into a space which is often compromised. If I've had the silent moment to look at my life and ask myself, just between this morning and now, did I really open my capacity? Did I open the fullness of my being that I would love to have for this time whilst I'm in Madhuban? Or did the time dictate to me? Did others dictate to me? Did my body dictate to me? So all these things, we then end up coping with it. But we're not living the fullness of my Brahmin life. And so today's whole topic of detachment, I feel detachment is a product of a space that is a lot more deeper. And for me, when I think of my own life and what has helped me to step into a healthy space of detachment. Because detachment is a very wholesome space. I often look into Baba's eyes and feel how there's so much of love, so much. But equally enough, Baba is detached. So that wholesomeness of what detachment is, for me the seed is purity. If I really want to invest in my energy of detachment, let me invest in my energy of purity. Because when the soul deepens its purity, it becomes naturally peaceful. When I am peaceful, I stay in clarity. When I stay in clarity, I can see what's in front of me. When I can see what's in front of me, then I have a choice. I have a choice whether the scene is going to take over me or whether I am going to respond to this according to how I feel. And I found many times in my own Brahman journey, instead of starting from this energy of saying, let me be detached, I've always made entry from this energy of thinking, let me step into my purest state. Let me ask my own heart, what is my agenda? Because one state of purity is to know your own agenda. Why do you do what you do as a Brahmin? And if my agenda is clean and clear, then I can naturally be detached. But if I have any other agenda, then the soul naturally will get tugged by its desire. It'll get tugged by its agenda. And then you can't be detached. Yeah. And so, how much I find when one is able to stay pure, and I mean pure in its fullness of being, like today Baba used this energy in the slogan of there being complete purity, the sign of love, a complete pure soul in a yogi soul. It's the one who gives the return of love. And just so, how do I step into that purity and just keep my very being so clean? Because when my very being is clean, then whatever the outcome is, it doesn't really matter. I've seen many times in my own Brahman life, just really taking the time to invest in what matters most. I don't have to prove myself, I don't have to assert myself, I don't have to advertise myself. I just have to be. And Baba's drishti is that which can guide me. I often find the conscience is guided by Baba's drishti. You know? I often look into Baba's eyes, and those eyes always tell you the truth. Those eyes always tell you that which really matters. Those eyes can provide solutions. At no other time in the whole cycle do we have the privilege of Baba's drishti. No other time. And it is through these eyes that Baba reveals the truth to us. Those eyes say so much. And when I'm able to take that drishti from Baba, when I'm able to feel the truth within those eyes, they guide me to what matters most. There's so many things in our Brahman life that can engage us in many ways. But a time comes where we have to stay into the essence of what matters most. And that anchors me to my purity. And then the deep stage of purity allows the soul to blossom from the inside, allows the soul to regenerate its energy from the inside, so that I'm a nourished being, I'm a wholesome being. And then I don't have desire. So the first area for me of this level of detachment is born out of purity. In purity, the soul doesn't have expectations. When I have expectations of people and the drama, it keeps me very engaged. I've really found and experimented in my own life how when one is able to give room and space for people to be who they need to be, and when you hold the highest vision for them, you allow the best to come out of them. And then what you allow to come out of that, you can live with it. But when I don't have that level of expectation, only then it is possible. Soon as I have an expectation of another human being, soon as I command or project what I believe, which is basically my ego, trying to say this is how you should be, or this is how you should behave. That energy holds the other human being in your intellect. And then you can't be free. And you know the reality is, we all know that souls will be who they need to be, when they need to be, how they need to be. Isn't it? We can't change any human being. No human being. We can be an inspiration for change. I can live my life in such a way that I can inspire change in another being. But I can't change anybody. It's such an illusion to think that if I am like this or I'm like that, or if I say this and I do that, I will be able to change the moment. I can't. And so, again, the soul is not able to stay detached because it is attached to its own way of seeing, its own way of being. I've been incredibly fortunate in my life that a lot of my life's journey has been around children and young people. And they've given me the freedom to be authentic and the freedom to be real in this Brahman life. And I've really appreciated that, because truly from that space of realness within this journey, the soul can stay detached. We only get attached to something we think we're going to lose. Think about it. You only get attached to that which deeply and subtly you fear that you will lose. But in reality, we lose nothing. Isn't it? Think about it. That which is stripped away from us, that which we drop along the way, was actually not meant to be in any case. And so when I'm able to stay with that which matters and I don't imprison myself through the energy of expectation, then naturally the soul becomes free. Then whatever is meant to happen will happen. And my personal experience is, you get the best out of everyone around you. I've always said I'm very fortunate. In my life I've been surrounded by very good people. And interactions in my journey have been good ones. I don't think I'm a complicated person. I keep my life very simple. And in that simplicity, we've enjoyed very divine relationships. But that comes when the soul stays free. It stays free from its own ego and its own attachments. Because it's those egos and those attachments that actually lock us. And you know what? Life always looks after you. My personal experience, never once, ever in my life was I ever deprived. Not once. Baba and Rama have their own very special way to take care of you if you live with him. Don't live for God, live with God. And when we live with Baba, the drama reorientates itself. And that's the beauty. We can't dictate to the drama. We have to have the power to let the drama reorientate itself. That's what a yogi soul does. It doesn't try to move the drama according to its wants and needs. But as it lives with Baba, the drama reorientates itself. It's beautiful. So when the drama reorientates itself like that, it gives you the opportunity to live with pleasure and ease in that way. And also the whole aspect about drama, the detachment from the drama. Yeah? Play with the drama, then you can be free from the drama. Sometimes we're too serious about the drama. We analyze too much and we get caught up and we try and play with the drama. You know, I often sit and watch, you know, just sit and watch Baba's pictures in all his portraits. Baba tells us something very beautiful. You don't have to learn it in through too many words. Just go for a walk in the history hall and look at Baba in all his poses. He's telling us a very important lesson. He's sharing a lesson with us. And that is to play with the drama. Dance with the drama. And the drama will dance back with you. Yeah? You know, when you dance, you have to understand the other person's rhythm. Isn't it? If two people are dancing, you have to understand the other one's rhythm. Otherwise you'll stamp their toes. And it will be an ouch moment. Yeah? But when you understand the other soul and you understand the rhythm, then you can dance with them. So when I am detached in the drama means I keep the clarity to be able to see your rhythm. Because each one of us has our own rhythm. And we operate in this drama according to that rhythm. So if I need to dance with you, I need to understand your sanskars. I need to understand and value who you are. Then we can dance together. But if I'm too full in my own head and I project that on you, then it's going to be not a very pleasant moment. And so again, you know, when you're playing and you can dance, once it's over, you can relax. Yeah? But when we get too caught up in the drama in that way, and I get emotionally caught up in the drama, in that moment, the drama dictates to me instead of I being the master of the drama. And then that level of detachment becomes a very false detachment. My detachment has been triggered by pain. My detachment has been triggered by sorrow. My detachment has been triggered by discomfort. And that kind of detachment is temporary detachment. A detachment that's just bringing relief, but it's not bringing that deep sense of fullness. So what creates detachment? Real detachment is born out of purity. Real detachment is born out of love. When love touches you, nothing else can hold you. Isn't it? So let love touch you, and then the world can't hold you. When we try and let go of the world without tasting Baba's love, it's a very forced energy. And often Baba says our journey is not that of hatha yoga, forced yoga. Our journey is of raja yoga, a yogi. And a yogi lives with God. And when you live with God, the rest is secondary. when something becomes primarily important in my life, then that will dictate my life's journey. I have seen so many scenes in my own life that have been very special gifts from Baba, and that have allowed the soul to stay detached. And detached doesn't mean you don't care. And detachment doesn't mean that you're careless. But detachment means when you can stay in clarity. When you're naturally detached, you have natural clarity. And when you are in clarity, it's not anything else that stimulates your decision, but actually your own conscience. Your vivek, the truth within you, is what tells you what to do next. And so stepping into the deep stage of love, the deep stage of purity, and to be happy. You know, sometimes this journey is one of being a child and being innocent, not naive, innocent. And in that innocence, I do not dirty my hands and my heart with that which is not good for me. Let others play that game if they want to. But let me keep my heart innocent of soul's shortcomings, of soul's defects. Let me keep my heart clean. And you know, again, when you're happy with yourself and you're happy with your inner energy, you know, even if things happen in your life, you think, it's okay. But the day you're not feeling so good, the most tiniest thing can become a big issue. And so happiness is a very protective energy. The more and more the soul is able to stay happy, it takes you out of things. I remember in my own life, the very first time when I had met Baba, and Baba had said to the soul, "You are a happy soul. And even if you don't want to be happy, you'll be happy." I thought maybe there was something in the translation. So I remember having this message, and I went. That time Srila Ben used to translate. So this recording was there. And I didn't really understand Hindi so well that time. But then when I went back home, I was listening to what Baba had said to me. Baba said, "You are a happy soul. And even if you don't want to be happy, you'll be happy." I thought, okay, these are God's direct words. And, you know, it was in 1989, the soul settled something very deeply within itself. It was a year that the soul felt quite challenged. And I knew that I had to go out of it. And it was actually Baba's words that took me out of it. Where I wanted to feel sad, but I couldn't feel sad. Because I remember what God said to me. And it was so true. You know, I thought, I want to feel so miserable. And I really want to feel sad. And there was a part of me that says, well, you can't. It's not in your part. And this is the truth for all of us, actually. A blessing for one is a blessing for all. And to know that happiness is our real protection. It vibrates and generates an energy that will then keep me free of many other things. So to stay light, to stay very easy, and to allow that energy to flow. So today we're playing a relay game. So I've started off, and I'm sure Sister Nita is going to take us through the next part. because I'm also part of the youth retreat, but Sister Gopi will join you on the second relay. So we